You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This spread is set at 3 currently, but moving towards 3.5. The Packers minus 3 at 5-6. The Lions plus 3 at even money. And the formula here is simple. The winner takes the NFC North title, and the loser will receive a wild card playoff berth if Washington loses at home to the New York Giants, who, as Gil, you've already mentioned, are locked into the number 5 seed. If Washington wins, the Packers, the loser of this game, the Packers and the Lions, is out. And the Packers are on this streak at the moment, the streak that Aaron Rodgers predicted 5 or 6 weeks ago, Gil, and they go into Detroit as decent favourites here, 3, but it's moving towards 3.5.
Yeah, if it gets to 3.5, I got to play the Lions. I mean, that's really my play. If it's 3.5, I'll grab the Lions, and that'll be that. For Green Bay to be favored here by 3 on the road is saying quite a bit. And you're right. 5 weeks ago, when the Packers had just lost a horrible game Monday night to the Redskins, they dropped to 4-6. Aaron Rodgers came out and said, yeah, we're going to run the table. I see no reason we can't do that. And we laughed. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. One day it's going to end. Nope. Aaron Rodgers, how he cannot be the MVP, I cannot support that. Like, he is just a one-man wrecking crew. Doesn't matter who's around him. He's amazing. And in many respects, this might be his finest season ever. He's been great. So taking nothing away from the Packers, by the numbers, if it gets to plus 3.5, I'd have to go Lions. Do I like going against Aaron Rodgers in such situations? Hell no, Dave, is how I would say that. The Packers could land as high as the number 3 seed with the win here. They could end up with a number 6 seed, or as you point out, they could not make the playoffs at all. If he doesn't get that 6th win of his prediction that they'll run the table, they've already gotten 5 of the 6 to make good on his initial promise. But if they don't get that 6th with a Redskins win, they don't make it at all. So they'll need all 6 of them. I just think Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, great football team, but giving 3 on the road to Detroit, a team that, you know, throw out the Cowboys game last week. They went into Dallas. It was a tough environment. Detroit at home has been great this year. They've won their last 6 home games, rallying in the fourth quarter each time. By the way, 8 fourth quarter comebacks for Matthew Stafford and the Lions this season. Lions are trying to win their division for the first time since 1993. So the year after the Redskins got to the playoffs for the last time back-to-back, that was the last time that the Lions won their division. So this is a long time coming for the folks in Detroit. But boy, you know, it's one thing to have conviction on the Lions, especially if it gets to plus 3.5. But again, all respect to Aaron Rodgers, not a bet I enjoy making.
I can see this being decided early on as well, Gil. I think the crowd are going to be into this, aren't they? It's going to be an intense atmosphere. And reminds me maybe in week 2 against the Vikings, when the Packers played the Vikings in Minnesota, and the O-line had trouble handling the noise early on. And I think they'll face a similar sort of thing in Detroit. And if Detroit can get rolling early and upset Aaron Rodgers in his rhythm, perhaps, that's going to be key in this matchup.
Sure will be. I guess I hadn't looked at it that way in terms of the crowd noise and stuff. Aaron Rodgers, Dave, last, what is it, 6 games now, 14 touchdown passes, no interceptions. And last week against a Minnesota defense that we have praised all season long, 347 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, and he also scored with his feet, too, added a rushing score. Jordy Nelson, all of a sudden, the man again for Aaron Rodgers. Jordy Nelson with 38 catches and 528 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns during their 5-game winning streak. I guess I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is, will crowd noise bother a guy like Aaron Rodgers? I just can't see that as a factor. It's going to be a great football game. By the way, speaking of factors, you know, Matthew Stafford, of course, he conversely has thrown 4 interceptions in his past 3 games and suffering that ligament damage to his right middle finger. But he says it's not a factor at all. He says, don't worry about that. And there's no excuse about that finger. That hasn't caused his performance to dip at all. So if you're to take him at his word, this just should be a spectacular football game on Sunday night. Must see TV, whatever side of the bet you're on. But again, if you get to 3.5, just mechanically give me the Lions.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.